Thank you. Just a very, very brief thought. After we spoke about Birchat HaTorah yesterday, we turned to Birchat HaShachar, which we'll have observations about in the days to come. I'll just note the first bracha, Birchat HaShachar, has embedded in it an extra word that gives us a pivot to be even more grateful. We begin Birchat Hashem Lekeinu Melech HaMishneh Natan HaSechvi V'Nachu Beinu V'Ein Laila, which means, thank you God for giving LeSechvi. What's Sechvi? Right, we're taught it means a rooster. Many of the modern translations actually translate the sechvi as the intellect or the heart, based on a pasuk in Eov, where sechvi means intellect. The Rosh medieval halachic authority suggests that there's actually a blurring of meaning here intentionally, because the rooster crows and the heart understands the distinction. So Natana sechvi means either the rooster or the human intellect. But yes, we're given that power, vina, understanding, la'avchim ben yom ve'lala. What are we grateful for the power to distinguish?
Day and night.
Between day and night. You could say between day and night quite simply, la'avchim ben yom ve'lala. What do I need the second vein? Ben yom ve'lala, the distinguish between day and night. And there is a suggestion that actually, of course, that is the fundamental gratitude here. But that extra word, ben yom uvein laila, is to suggest that actually we have the power, l'havchin, to distinguish ben yom uvein laila, whether it's day or night. And actually what we're grateful for is that intellectual power to make distinctions between good and bad, positive and negative, productive and unproductive. And we're thanking God at daybreak, l'havchin ben yom uvein laila, that we have that power to distinguish whether it's day or night. And we stand there at day in the clarity to recognize that we have that power even in the dark as well.